down in the place of my father. Also, Lord, remember this, that I have dwelt among foreign people, the Angola folk, and speak their tongue." Saunders sighed wearily. "Seven times you have asked me, Arachi," he said, "and seven times I have told you, you are no chief for me. Now I tell you this, that I am tired of seeing you, and if you come to me again, I will throw you to the monkeys. As for your Angola palaver, I tell you this, that if it happen, which may all gods forbid, that a tribe of Angola sit down with me, you shall be chief." Unabashed, Arachi returned to his village, for he thought in his heart that Sandy was jealous of his great powers. He built a large hut at the end of the village, borrowing his friend's labour. This he furnished with skins and the like, and laid in stores of salt and corn, of all which he had secured from neighbouring villages by judicious promises of payment. It was like a king's hut, so glorious were the hangings of skin and the stretched bed of hide, and the people of his village said, "Cool," believing that Arachi had dug up those hidden treasures which every chief is popularly supposed to possess in secret places to which his sons may well be privy. Even those who had helped to supply the magnificence were impressed and comforted. "I have lent Arachi 2 bags of salt," said Padi.